laughs deep into your ears. Our comedic stylings will bring you up to tears. Let me introduce the guys who host the show. One is big and beefy, and one is skin and bones. Who Cares Podcast? With Jackson and Mark. Who Cares Podcast? With Jackson and Mark.
And that's how you start a podcast.
Yeah, am I allowed to talk now?
Yes.
I don't think I'm talking. There we
now
go.
You are. You were talking the whole time. Like you always
I really was. Just had to turn my mic off. Because I love to talk. So
what?
We're starting the show off by bringing you a little bit of a weather forecast. In case anybody's wondering what the weather's going to look like tomorrow, it's going to be...
Hey,
and that's
wow.
How, what?
That mic actually doesn't get your coughs.
So we're opening up this podcast episode with two presumably straight cisgender men playing a dance dubstep version of It's Raining Men.
Because we can do that.
This was your idea, and I don't even know why or where it came from.
It was all my idea.
It's very weird, because he comes in today, and he sits down, and he says, we're opening the show with It's Raining Men, and girls just want to have fun.
Or girls just want to have fun.
I thought you said both. No. And then I was like, can we mix them together or something? And then we listened to the original of It's Raining Men, and actually, like, musically, it's an incredibly epic song.
It really is epic.
If you can get past the whole idea about, like, you know... these women singing about how men are falling from the sky.
And how wet they're going to get.
And how wet they're going to get when they run out into the streets and just have, like, balls slapping them in the face as it comes down. It's actually a pretty epic performance. And but then we play Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Well, no, but then we, you know, Jack's like, all right, let's listen to the Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And,
Cindy Lauper starts singing.
Yeah, and then it's like, did you forget what that song sounded like, Jackson? Because it's, yeah. It's basically a distillation of, like, if the 80s were a sound, it would be Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
This is the epic part.
But then we found this. It's got a fun little animation of a guy from, I want to say Overwatch, dancing. The masked guy. Is he still dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy from Overwatch, like the masked guy. And again, I've never played Overwatch. This goes back to what we talked about in the last episode, this idea of, like, social osmosis, or in this case, what I call geek osmosis, where it's like, yeah, I can tell you what characters are from video games I've never played before, just because they're all over the internet, all over geek culture.
So, I think the beginning of the show has been... quite epic.
Yeah, it's fine. Considering we have been... How long have we been sitting here fighting with our equipment? It's been about like an hour or 2 hours, something like that. This has been... It's been a fairly rough day.
A rough one, man. A rough little Saturday for you in the summer.
Well, you know, for one thing, like, you know, my brother and I, my youngest brother and I, we went over to my sister's house because she was telling me that she had like something stuck in her sink and she wanted me to help get it out. So...
this is the original one. Yeah. I'm just going to have it under us because I love it.
You're going to have It's Raining Men under us.
Men are going to be under us.
But anyway, so I have to go fix... Now, do you know how... Let me ask you, because you're not like the handiest of gentlemen. But, do you understand the concept of like the U-bend of a sink? You
know, how I know stuff gets stuck in it.
So the idea is that if you drop something down the sink, it doesn't immediately flush out into the system or whatever. Like the U-bend allows, like if you drop your ring, it just goes to the bottom of the U-bend. It gets stuck in the U-trap. And you can just then open it up and get your ring or whatever back, right? So that's the point. That's why that curves like that. So my sister was telling me she had dropped something down the sink that was, like, clogging up her sink a little bit, and she wanted me to get it. I'm like, all right, now that's easy enough. You pop the U-bend has a little screw on the bottom of it.
Wait, your sister told you what now?
She told me that she clogged her sink with something. Thank you. All right. I'm glad we got there. Anyway, so I go over there and I draw, you know, I get on underneath the sink. And she has a very tiny bathroom and I am a ridiculously, like, cartoonishly large man.
Yeah.
And I go under the sink and I take off the U-bend trap. Now, I don't know if you've ever taken a sink apart.
Oh, well, no, not really. No.
So the shit that gets washed down a drain,
oh, it's gross.
Sits down, it's stagnant, like it turns into like literally black ink.
I've had to take, no, there's one downstairs that I have to unclog once in a while.
What do you mean? Downstairs here at your under, house?
Yeah, or? In the basement, there's a drain pipe. It's like the shower drain pipe.
Yeah.
And there's a one of those like circle things on the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's how they all are. Yeah. So you get in there and it's like black and it like blackens your hands, like it stains your hands like an ink. And it smells putrid. My hands still smell putrid. It's gross. I've washed my hands like 5 times today. But, you know, I take all that out. Then there's nothing in there. And I said to her, I'm like, I'm feeling around because the sink is so small, I can't look under it. So I have to just feel with my finger inside the U-bend and it's all slimy and gross. And I'm like, Janine, I'm not finding anything in here. Like, what am I looking for? And she's like, oh, no, it's not down there. If you look down the top of the sink, you'll see it. It had gotten stuck higher up in the drain. Like, it got stuck with her.
Was it a ring?
No, it was a cap to a toothpaste. But so well, it's there. That. So it's at the
I've
top.
I've done that exact same thing.
But you could see it. It hadn't gone down to the thing. So now I've taken the U-bend apart for no reason. So I'm like, okay, let me put this back together. So I put the little screw on the bottom back in. And then, of course, the pipes are pretty much all new. But when I go to put this little bit back on, the rubber washer that keeps the water from falling out just breaks and falls apart. And so now the thing's leaking. So now I have to go down to the hardware store, which is... I mean, it's around the corner from her house, but I remembered from the last time I did this walk that it took like 15 minutes or something, I thought. Uh-huh. So then I had my wife was there with me, so I made her kind of drive me, but because of the streets in Roslindale are all like one ways, it's a weird, confusing thing. So we took like...
It's really not that weird and really not that confusing.
We drove all the way around just to go literally a block and a half away from my sister's house. It was really stupid of me. And I got the thing I needed from the guy, and I went and I put it back. I fixed the sink, and then I managed to try to get the thing. But in the process, I also broke a vase. Because I'm too big for the bathroom.
Jesus Christ, what you call it, a vase, like an American?
I broke a vase. Just trying to stand up in the bathroom. I try to stand up off the floor, and I hear glass shatter, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck did I break now?
I'm sorry.
I've never really knew the lyrics to this song before, but like that whole part is about like Mother Nature is a single woman who took over heaven so that she could, but that is that helping her get men or is she just trying to help all the women on earth get men? And who says that just because men are falling out of the sky that they're going to want to hook up with you? Or that they need to be right
if they're falling out of the sky, they want something.
What?
Did you hear her? She went,
she's an aggressive woman. Anyway, so that was like my rough afternoon, and then coming over here to try to set up to record was not much better, so it's been a difficult day. One of our mic cables is broken. Yeah. I don't know why.
I'm riding the levels like a professional here right now. I'm like, getting everything all tuned in.
I don't like the way you're grinding your hips when you say riding the levels. It's creepy. Yeah, I wish people could see what I'm seeing, but it's because I don't want to be the only one.
Hey, so let's talk about
something. But we are going to talk about the thing that I had on my tongue last weekend, which I'm glad I showed it to you when I did.
Yeah.
No, because it's kind of an interesting story.
No, it's not that interesting.
It's kind of interesting.
All right. Let's talk about your tongue growth.
No, because this is it. You know, this has been, for me, a particularly good week, and really just for one reason, okay? Because last weekend, I had an issue with it. I've had a inflamed taste bud on my tongue since college. And I fucking hate you.
I'm listening.
And last weekend, for whatever reason, it had gotten super inflamed. It had grown like 3 times its size. And I showed it to you, right? Like, you were disgusted by it. Like, it was big, wasn't it? Because it's like everything, you know.
Of course it was big.
When something's in your mouth, it feels bigger than it really is.
I'm going to cut that in. I'm glad I let you finish that. Go ahead.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? But this thing was like, really bugging me. And when I showed it to people, they were all disgusted by it.
Of course they were.
Last Sunday night, I finally just manned up and just grabbed a pair of nail clippers and just cut it off.
I think it's pronounced mooned up.
Mooned up?
Man, I don't know.
I cut it off and it bled. But anyway.
That's disgusting.
The thing is, I felt amazing all week because it didn't really occur to me until it was gone to realize like how much I've been like dealing with it. Because I got it years ago when I was in college. I was dating this girl
who
was
Jewish.
Oh, yeah,
you did tell me this, yes.
And I went to Passover with her family 1 year.
And the Jews gave you a canker sore?
No, they made me... No, because it's not a canker sore. They made me... Because part of the Passover ritual is you have to eat, like, bitter herbs. So I had to eat raw horseradish. And it bothered... It stressed out my delicate palate so much that it made one of my taste buds go, like, fuck you! And it got all, like, big and angry. And it stayed that way for years. And it was like manageable until it got like super inflamed recently and I had to cut it off. But like,
this is one of those stories that just, ugh.
No, but like you realize like after you do it, it's like I've been living with this fucking thing on the tip of my tongue for years. And it's like a weird weight right off my tongue all week, just not having to deal with it anymore.
Well, that's good for you.
So
I'm happy for you.
Very happy about it. I'm very happy about it. And I know it's a fairly boring story, but I don't give a fuck. It made me happy. Okay? Imagine how...
You
remember?
You suck. Howard Stern rules.
Nice.
You remember how happy you were when you started being... When you realized you could, like, grow a beard?
Oh, yes.
How happy are you with that beard? Well, not having your weird baby face, like weird lesbian baby face.
So funny story about the beard.
Yeah.
So I went to try to shave a little bit and just trim yesterday.
Yes.
And I just it wouldn't take.
Now, you could say this earlier because I walked into your bathroom and I saw all the hair on the sink. And I was like, I really hope that's from the neck up, not from the waist down.
Yeah.
Does that mean? It doesn't take.
I have a little fucking electric razor with a bunch of different
And
I don't know which one to do. And so I tried the longest one and nothing really happened. But there's a bunch of hair. And then I had to go to work. And then so I stopped. But I'm going to go to the barber soon. And so I figured if I'm going to pay him to do it, then I might as well just wait. But then I went to Sam's and I mentioned that I tried to shave, but it didn't really work out. She's like, yeah, I know. I can tell. You have to let me do that next time.
Well, what does that mean? Because it looks a little like your beard was growing in like really even and nice. Like it was looking like
and
really
now
uniform.
It's uneven.
It looks pretty choppy now.
Because I fucking tried to shave and I'm an idiot. I can't do it.
Well, what I mean, I don't know. How do you fuck it up?
Because I didn't know which fucking number to use, and I was going back and forth.
You start with the largest one that seems reasonable, and you work your way down until you have your beard at the length that you like it. I mean, did you have any idea how long you wanted your beard
to
be? No. That's part of the problem.
I went to this dry.
You need to, when you get a haircut or any kind of like grooming thing, you need to have sort of a picture of what your end game is going to be.
Yeah.
You can't just like grab a pair of hedge trimmers and just start going at your face all willy-nilly.
Yeah,
like, you have to have an idea of like, what is your hair going to... That's why a barber asks you, like, what are we doing today? It's like, well, I'm sitting here, but you're doing your job, so shut up and do it.
Yeah, letting a professional is probably... Do it is the right thing to do.
But
a
barber goes in, and he knows, like, I'm making your hair shorter. You want your hair shorter, and then we'll style it the way you want it specifically. You part it on the side, you part it in the middle. What the fuck do you do with it? You comb it all forward.
That's enough hair talk.
I just don't understand how you fucked up shaving a beard, trimming a beard.
Yeah,
that's shameful. You should be able to hit the button for shame.
But you know what I was gonna do is I was just gonna find Dropbox on here and try to play the Clean Cut song because we haven't played that on this podcast.
No, it's one of the podcast tracks. Go listen to bonus episode 3, Clean Cut.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they did not.
I just
want to
be a clean cut normal guy.
Oh, you know what we'll do? We will end the show with that song today.
Sure. That's a fun song.
That is a fun song.
In the morning, look in the mirror. I do love the process of us doing the parody songs for the podcast. I mean, you know, when we've done like parody songs and stuff before, because it's like you basically just text me. Like,
talk right into the mic.
You just text me. Like for this one, you just text me like parody the Foo Fighters song. But instead of looking to the skies to save me, it's looking for a guy to shave me.
Yeah.
And it's basically just do something with that. And I'm like, okay. And then I kind of like explore like what it's going to be. And I mean, I come from the, let's get really like fucking like up my own ass about it. It's like, I come from the Weird Al school of parodying.
Well, I say I come from the Howard Stern school of radio. So,
so I come from the Weird Al Yankovic school of parody, where the idea is to come up with a story, tell a story in your song. So in particular with Clean Cut, what I was going for was the tale of not just a gentleman who needed a haircut, but a gentleman who was going through a gauntlet of difficulty in finding a place to properly cut his hair. From the death of a particularly old barber to a very snooty stylist, he was not having any luck until he found one gentleman who was just the right fit and just the right fit.
It's a story of redemption is what it is.
It's a story of redemption.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
So something else that nobody's going to care about, and there's really no point in bringing it up, except for the fact that we made such a big deal about it last year, is guess what's happening this weekend?
I don't know.
San Diego Comic Con.
Did we make a big deal about it last year?
Yeah, remember? Because you had me do like, I don't even remember what I was talking about, but I think we actually cut the story. But you had me say San Diego like five different times, and then you intercut the whole episode with it.
So yeah, San Diego,
every
Comic-Con.
Part of it was like San Diego Comic-Con.
It was that was in the early stages of the podcast when it was a what I mean, was
technically
to...
we're still in the early stages of the podcast.
I was finding my producing voice.
Yeah,
really.
we still don't have it.
What? I have a good producing voice.
No. But yeah, San Diego Comic-Con's going on right
San
now.
San Diego Comic-Con.
I have the same book that was there last year is there again this year because I'm not prolific.
Are you going to make money?
No, I never make any money. Nobody wants to buy my shit. I do have a new book there that I colored and lettered called Crossing 3 and Crossing 2, actually. Have I told you about Crossing?
No.
So it's kind of interesting. So Crossing is a book that I work on. I don't have anything to do with the writing of it. I don't have anything to do with drawing of it. I just color it and I letter it. But
well, that doesn't sound very fun.
It actually is very fun. You'd be surprised how much a colorist brings to the table in terms of setting tone and creating an atmosphere.
I think it's African-American.
Yes. but my publisher, Enrique Jang, who I've mentioned before on the show, she wrote this book, and it was illustrated by a very good friend of mine, Alex Cormack, who is a great artist.
His movie made me cry.
Yes, South Pole. Yes, yes, it was very good. He animated this this like half hour movie of like Santa Claus fighting against his evil brother who's like lives on the South Pole and was trying to like I don't remember the whole like he trying to like
I wouldn't even been able to tell you that much. Like yeah, you remember it a lot more than I did.
Well, I've seen it a couple of times, but and I pay attention.
yeah, I don't.
But he like sets out like he does like a smear campaign against Santa Claus, so nobody wants to celebrate Christmas anymore. So, and then Santa Claus overcomes it. But anyway, yeah, no. So Crossing is a fun book. It's a mystery series about.
I was trying to get my good mic placement. Sorry.
A woman gets hit by a train, and she haunts the conductor who is driving the train. And
that's fucked up.
Find out like why she's still around.
If I turn my mic really high up, I can hear you.
Good. That, like on your microphone. Yeah. So why are we doing that?
Because it's fun.
I hate you. but I color it, and coloring is fun to do. I like the idea of being able to be a grown man who turns around and says, I get paid to color stuff.
Yeah, I get paid to make fart jokes sometimes.
Exactly. It's fun to be able to do a job and get paid to do something like that's childish and stupid.
So my YouTube videos have had a Russian tinge to them lately.
Yes, we were talking about that.
I think I'm getting
beforehand.
Hacked somehow slowly and weird.
I don't think you're getting hacked. I think are you looking at videos of like attractive Russian women?
No, what the fuck would I be doing that?
I don't know, mail order brides and whatnot.
No, that's weird to say and ask and not know. You would know that if that was. I mean, we know a certain fellow with a foot fetish, and we everybody knows that and makes fun of him for it. You know, when somebody does that kind of shit, and you find out, you fucking laugh.
I know, but mail order bride is not something you can just do in public.
Did I just make myself too loud? Yeah,
probably.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean the algorithms on YouTube are weird and hard to understand.
Yeah, but I think I'm getting hacked for some reason.
I don't think you're getting hacked. How would you be getting hacked?
I don't know.
Because it's just recommended videos. The videos being recommended to you just happen to have Russian people in them.
Sorry.
So it's like that's not being hacked. Like if you logged into your YouTube account and suddenly everything was written in Russian, then yeah, you were hacked.
Well, like I looked up Metallica videos and there was a bunch of Russian. Like it was a lot of stuff was written in Russian in Metallica videos.
Well, have you been watching a lot of like political stuff for
work? No, not really. No.
What's your YouTube history looks like?
We tend to stay away from the politics for work. I watch a lot of political stuff off of work.
But do you do it under your YouTube account?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching stuff with a political tinge, then Russian stuff will probably creep in because the Russians are meddling with our country.
What is that sound? Do you
it's
hear
a
that?
A car just drove by.
I think it's a Russian spy.
Yes, it is.
And I don't like this.
I'm going to say it again. The Russians... Well, my favorite thing is, so let me ask you a question. How much do you pay attention to the president?
Oh, well, I have to. I mean, a good amount. I listen to NPR, so. Okay.
But do you watch a lot of footage of him talking?
Yes. Okay. Well, I don't know what you would, well, I have probably more okay. than the average person.
Well, have you noticed that when he's uncomfortable and doesn't know what he's talking about or feels like, you know, attacked or whatever, he crosses his arms in front of himself and kind of hugs himself?
No.
Okay, pay attention to that from now on when you actually see him. particularly when he's in like cabinet meetings, sitting at a desk, like sitting at, when he's sitting on a chair, like when he's standing at a podium, he doesn't do it as much. But when he is sitting in a chair, especially, he does it a lot. He just kind of hugs himself. And it's whenever he's like talking about something he's not, you can tell he doesn't really know a lot about.
I've seen him like that though before.
Anyway, so you obviously are aware of what Trump did this past weekend, where he stood up next to Vladimir Putin and basically said, I don't believe anything that my people tell me.
It was a lot of crazy shit that happened, yeah.
It wasn't a lot of crazy shit. It was our president standing up in front of the entire world and saying, I believe the Russians over the American people.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
It's kind of technically almost treason. I wouldn't say it's necessarily
a lot of people
treason.
Are saying it's treason.
I mean, if like technically, but not really, really. It's literally like in Arrested Development where Jeffrey Tambor goes, I may have committed some mind treason. But anyway.
Jeffrey Tambor is so fucking great in that show. But, he's the best part of that show.
When the Republicans tried to reel Trump back in and had him read that statement where he was like, I'm going to say, you know what?
He still went off the rails.
He did still go off the rails because it's like, I do believe that the Russians meddled in our elections. Could have been other people.
Yeah, a lot of other people out there too.
But when he started saying, like, that he does believe the United States intelligence services, the lights went out. You remember that? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Now, the funniest part of
that.
That
was really weird.
The funniest part about that is when the lights came back on, he was hugging himself because he got scared.
Oh, little Trevor was spreading dark.
It's not like he's just nervous about what was good because he's like, oh, fuck, what's happening? Like, you know, it's because it seemed weird.
Yeah,
and
it was
not because there was, do you remember, I think sometime last year or something, somebody, there was a news show, I think it was, where they started talking about Russians meddling in the election. I don't know if it was 2017 or 2016. I think it was 2017, but the lights went out in the studio where they were recording, where they were recording that news show while they were in the middle of talking about Russian interference.
No.
And this kind of reminded me of that because it seems a little weird that that would happen then. And now, once again, Trump is trying to pull back against the Russians and the lights go out in the White House. So I don't know if it means anything, but it's weird. It's two similar situations where similar things have happened. So perfect timing for that. But I will say it again. The Russians are meddling in the United States elections.
I mean, it's fairly obvious, so that's really not that, you know, that's the...
See, the problem is that it's fairly obvious to us, intelligent human beings, but there are a lot of really stupid people who listen to the president that believe the president when the president says that there is no Russian hacking, collusion, involvement, whatever.
Collusion.
Yes. There is that guy, I was going into South Station yesterday, and I walked past these people who are, like, flyering for Scott Lively, the governor, Massachusetts governor hopeful, who believes that the Holocaust was caused by homosexuals.
Move this man!
Boo, Scott Lively.
Now,
fuck you.
My favorite thing is, because I told you I read that transcript of an interview he did back in, I think, like 2014.
Yeah.
And the interviewee asked him about his book that he wrote, because the whole thing is he wrote a book called The Pink Swastika that...
That's a funny name for a book.
He co-wrote it with somebody, and that's where he kind of lays out this idea that, like, all the Nazi higher-ups were gay, and they're the ones who orchestrated the Holocaust, even though a bunch of gay people were killed in the Holocaust.
Yes.
So it doesn't really make sense. But when the interviewee was trying to ask him about the information he put in that book, his response was, didn't you do independent research? Why are you just accepting the information I put in my book? And it's like, I'm not. I'm trying to ask you about why you put it in your book. But it's like, what kind of argument is that? Don't believe what I wrote in my book until you do the research outside for yourself? Like, isn't that the whole point of reading your book?
Yes. That is the exact whole point.
It's not a very good argument. All right. I just want to start off for a second. We took a break for a minute because I needed to use the restroom. And now, Jackson, I know you have no sense of smell, so I'm sure throughout your life you've seen flowers in bloom or seen cookies being baked and lamented that you could never experience what those smell like. But let what I did in your bathrooms forever stand as a reminder of how lucky you are that you have no sense of smell.
Did you clog the toilet?
Oh, yes.
You clogged it?
I left it all there as a reminder.
You were
no,
disgusting.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so.
I didn't clog the toilet.
I found this clip this week, and I thought it would be funny to play for you, because it's me on the Howard Stern Show.
When?
In 2006.
Circa 2006.
Yes, me in studio.
No, forget about Dana.
He's covered that.
Here is a voicemail from one of our new interns, Jackson.
Yeah, we told this story before.
And listen to this.
Have we played this?
This is Jackson. Listen, I'm going to be a few minutes. I'm going to be about 45, 50 minutes late tomorrow morning because I'm staying at Adi's house tonight, and I'm going into work with him. So I'll be in there in time to record the show. So no problems there. But I just wanted to give you a heads up. Hopefully you check your voicemail in the morning. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, bye.
So you dumped Dana and you're taking home male interns?
This is an example of how I just hate how I always feel responsible somehow for people. I don't know why, but last week we're playing softball. And the new intern Jackson played with us. And on the way back, he happened to mention that. He goes, God, I'm not going to have any place to stay for a couple of days. I might just sleep on a park bench.
Oh, God.
So he wasn't, you know, trying to ask me for anything.
No.
So I'm just going.
No.
So I'm. No, no,
why
no.
Why did he tell you?
I wasn't even sure he heard me hear him. I mean, I knew I heard him. And I'm going, dude, you're going to sleep on a park bench? He goes, well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, in summer I could get through it. I'm like.
Hashtag Howard Stern in it.
I'm like, look, if it comes down to you sleeping on a park bench, give me a call. Maybe I could help you out.
Yeah,
maybe I know a buddy of mine, blah, blah. So he's like, really? I go, yeah. Just don't sleep on a park bench, you know, because I'm thinking he's going to get raped or killed.
You would get raped. You're a very beautiful boy. Yes.
Sure enough, over the weekend, he called me and said, look, Monday, the people I usually stay with aren't around.
Do you remember the voicemail you left for me?
Yeah, that's what you were going to play.
I wish I had it. I still don't have that.
No problem.
Yeah, we don't have to listen to the whole thing. This is 3 minutes longer.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can stop it. Well, I think we talked about it, but in case we hadn't. So years ago, you interned on the Howard Stern Show, for those of you who can pick up context clues. And, you know, one day during a work outing, you mentioned to somebody that you didn't have any place to stay for a few days. You'd sleep on a park bench, and Artie Lang stepped up, and you had the most magical romantic evening you've ever had with anybody in your life. But I thought you were going to play the voicemail because I thought that was them playing the voicemail about because I didn't know you had left them a voicemail bragging that you were sleeping over Artie Lang's house. That was such a name drop on the show.
Yeah,
like, to be like, sorry, I'm going to be staying at Artie's house. No big deal. We're besties. I just thought you guys should know, hear it from me before, you know, you hear it on the streets.
I get another funny little tiny story.
Well, no, but like, and so that the thing that we're sort of keep talking about, but we don't have a clip to play, is you left him, or no, he left you the longest, most rambling voicemail about all the details about what you were going to do. And he's like, yeah, you know, you can stay over the house with me. You can sleep with me on my couch. You know, I got a couch. You're not going to sleep with me. You can sleep on my couch.
I got a nice blanket.
and then in the morning, you're going to come into work with me. You know, I'm not leaving you in my apartment. You're going to come into work with me, which apparently, like, you would have had to go in earlier. Like, why didn't you leave it earlier? Why did you ride in with Artie? Like, did you ride in together, like, in a car or something?
Yeah, in his limo.
Nice.
No, not really a limo, but a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, you had still, a driver. It's like if I had a driver, you got to just sit in the back.
Yeah, of course. Why would I say no?
Well, I don't know. You made yourself late for work. Like you're acting like it's a thing, but you could have made it to work on time. You just didn't want to.
I could see the building across the river.
Yeah, exactly. Like you didn't. You could have just left earlier, but you wanted to ride in a town car with Artie Lang. But like you said, you guys just sat up all night, smoked cigarettes, and did each other's hair or whatever.
No, we talked about, and we watched the Yankee game. So this week, and I've already showed you this, so pretend that you are surprised. So
okay.
Heather made a funny noise when we were recording something, and she went like this. Which is a funny noise.
Heather Ford from the Carson McKenzie show on WZLX.
WZLX.
And then, so she made this noise. And I had to do something with it, so I did this.
That makes me giggle.
It's called Heather Zeppelin.
No. Wait, there's another part coming.
Oh, it's 45 seconds long.
Now, have you played this on the show yet?
Yeah.
So this was on air.
Yeah.
So they like it. Okay. Because you got some more lined up. You're going to do, you had me pull Tequila for you. And you had me pull, well, you didn't have, but I chose to pull Wipeout. Because I think this will work well in the Wipeout, too.
It will.
Wipeout. I'm actually looking forward to this upcoming week on K&M because I'm getting more airplay this week, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, we can play that.
We don't have to play that. I mean, I could just like, you know, I just did an opening for the Census Survey. I've been writing a lot of the Census Survey questions for you.
Yes, you have. You're the man behind the man.
I like that because I'm the funny part.
Better than being the man on top of the man.
We had men reigning underneath us.
I'm going to break you in half and stick you in my butt.
What? Oh, man. But yeah, I did an opening for the Census Survey where I did my, I got to do my, I love my movie announcer voice. I think it's fun.
In I love that you love your new movie announcer voice.
I love that. I love that you love that. I love the, in a world governed by logic and reason, one morning show dares to make things a little more senseless. Coming this morning, Jackson Burns is Jackson Burns in the Senseless Survey.
Ooh, we can make an amendment to that too. And yeah. It can be Jackson Burns is whatever stupid name he makes up this week.
Jackson Burns is whoever the hell he's pretending to be this week in the Senseless Survey. Yeah. Well, I did the group one too that you go feel comfortable using because I didn't name Mike, but Mike doesn't do the Senseless Survey, so
no.
I figured why have him in it?
I know.
But like I was listing out the people who are starring in the Senseless Survey, and he's not starring in the Senseless Survey. But but even still, did you notice what I did for you in that?
I did.
I still did a little special call out for you to make you a little bit better than everybody else.
Well, I'm a little bit better than everybody.
Well, exactly. But it's like, you know, Carlson McKenzie, or no, Kevin Carlson, Pete McKenzie, Heather Ford, and introducing Jackson Burns.
Up and coming star
with special guest Jackson Burns.
I don't mind seeing hefty women dance.
You love that one so much.
It makes me laugh every time.
I don't know why he loves to see hefty women dance, but he enjoys it.
That's Super Dave Osborne. All right, let's end this show now. Get back to the social media.
All right, well, this has been a rather boring episode, so we'll wrap it up. Are we going to play any music underneath this, or are you just going to sit there and break up weed?
Well, I'm going to do that, too, but this is the, you know, because I'm a very long intro.
I know. WCWJMpod.com. That's really all you got to go to. Just go there. You can follow me at Mars85 on Twitter. You can follow Jackson at JacksonWCLX.
And this is Clean Cut.
In the morning, look in the mirror. My chin's got a little scruff. And my hair needs a trim. It's looking pretty rough. Reaching for my 7-blade razor. Man, it's really. So I called the salon and they put me on hold. I said, I'm looking for a guy to shave me. I need a little off the top. My hair's so long it looks just like a filthy mop. I don't need nothing complicated. I don't need a perm, rinse, or dye. I just want to look like a clean.